Hi, it's Chris here again. And we're at the time I'm recording this, we're now about halfway through January. And you know what it's like in the new year. Everyone is, it's really common for people to be thinking about the year ahead and setting goals and looking to achieve big things. I wonder, did you set goals? Did you do that last year? How did that work out for you? And I deliberately held back from posting this right at the start of the year, because everyone's thinking about, oh, the year ahead, it's all going to be great, new intentions and all of that. However, you probably did that last year as well. And if by the end of the year, you hadn't met the goals that you set yourself, or you hadn't achieved the kind of results that you really hoped you would at the start of the year, it's time maybe to think about setting off on this year in a different way. And the starting point is not so much about what do I really want this year. It's actually to look back and say, what actually happened last year? And what did I want to achieve? And then what happened in the way that I went about it, especially if you didn't achieve the results that you wanted to achieve. So three questions that are worth pondering at that on reflection. One is, did you set goals at the beginning of last year? Did you actually do that? Did you meet them? And then the third is, well, what caused that outcome? All right. So if you met them, what was it that made you successful in doing that? And if you didn't meet them, why was that? What got in the way? Because when you set off with good intentions. Now, in a very broad sense, typical reasons of why people haven't achieved them, they haven't met the goals that they wanted to, is because they got distracted. What they thought was important when they set goals, they decided at some point, that it really isn't that important, or something else is more important instead. So effectively, it became deprioritized. Sometimes that was a decision made consciously, because no, this was important, but I'm replacing it with something else. More often, if you're honest, it wasn't a decision that was made consciously. It was a decision that was sort of imposed on us by the whirlwind of daily activity. And we get wrapped up in what's happening in the day to day because it's urgent. It's maybe important too, but it's certainly urgent. And we all know, you'll have heard about the 2x2 matrix of urgency versus importance, and how urgency will typically win out. And that's often the thing that gets in the way. And the thing about becoming effective and achieving goals, of course, is to, and we know it intellectually, is to work on things that are important, not only the things that are urgent. However, what makes it difficult to do that and work on things that are important is because the only thing that's making us take the important action is a decision. We make a decision to work on this thing. Nothing else is forcing us to. Nothing else is prompting or reminding us that this is important and we need to do it. And if we don't develop that decision-making muscle, then we tend to allow other things to manage us, like the email inbox and like the diary and deadlines. Oh, this is important, or rather, this is urgent. I've got to do that. So that's typically what kind of gets in the way. And if that was your story as well during 2018, then as we go now into 2019, maybe it's time to have a different approach. Maybe it's time to not be driven simply by what's happening in your inbox. Or maybe it's time to not wait for a deadline to be looming before we start taking action on something. It's really common that we do it that way, and yet there's such painful consequences. And it's so easy to do a little bit every day instead. But it can be easy, it just needs a bit of discipline. And maybe there's a system, well, I've actually got a system that will help you do that. It's called the ACC system, and you can look for that on the website, actually the3fs.com/ACC, the3fs.com/ACC, that'll get you, you'll see what that's all about. But really, this is about understanding what are you going to change? What do you learn from last year? and what are you now going to change? And then in terms of actually setting the goals for the year ahead, setting your target, having your expectations, and having optimism about what you're going to do for the year ahead, how do you go about doing that? Do you pluck them at random? How many should you have? In a way that I found to be just practical and pragmatic, I don't mean it's clever, it's not rocket science, it just works, is to think about all of the things that you would love to happen by the end of the year. This is if you're talking about annual goals. What are all those things that you'd love to happen by the end of the year? And list them, right? This is a bit of a dream at this stage. And again, one of the things that makes it difficult for people, one of the common challenges that people have in putting in lists, having creating a list like that, is that just before they put pen to paper, or just before they type it out of what they really like to happen, the brain kicks in and again and says one of two things. One is, got no idea how to do that. You probably can't do that, and it stops you writing it. Right. And the other is, no, that's too big. You'll never achieve that. That's not you. You're not as capable as that. That's for other people. And again, it gets in the way of us writing, of putting those ideas down on paper. So I would absolutely urge you, encourage you, play the game. That's all it is. These are your rules. It's your year ahead, right? What would you love and like to happen in 12 months' time? And you can go as big or as small as you like. No, it's entirely up to you. And then having listed all of those things out, because you may find that you've got somewhere between maybe 5 and 20 ideas and things that you would really like. And then just take as long as you like, but take some time to just review those and say, well, actually, now I've got that long list, relatively long list. Which of those seem to matter more than the others? Because what we're talking about here is prioritization. Because if you've got between 5 and 20, whatever your number is, and you try to work on all of those things, you know what's going to happen. It's too much. You can't do those things. At least you can't do them all at the same time. It's like that great circus act of plate spinning on the top of spikes. And if you've got 5, you may be able to keep them spinning before they crash and burn. If you've got 20... very little chance. You're never going to keep them all spinning. So don't make it hard for yourselves. Let's not make it hard for ourselves. Let's just pick, and I would suggest 3. Look at that list and say, right, if I've got to do only 3, you may end up doing more. Right? But if you start by saying, right, I'm going to decide, decision-making muscle, I'm going to decide which are the 3 that matter most, which are the ones that I would be inspired to follow until I achieve those goals? What would I like to do in that sense? So pick 3. And then when you've picked 3, list them down. And they simply become your immediate focus. And it's interesting, isn't it? When we're talking about something about a year away, I'd like to have that situation within a year, in a year's time. And I said they become your immediate concern. There's a big gap in time, isn't there, between the beginning of the year and the end of the year, right? What do you mean there's an immediate concern? It's an immediate concern because if we start doing the little actions now every day, it's surprising how much they add up and how easily we end up getting to those results. If we say, well, I'd love to have that big achievement, I'd love to achieve that big goal, but it's a way off, it's at the end of the year, and we do nothing on it, that's where we get, in activity terms, that's where we get the hockey stick effect, yeah? That's where we get that natural drive towards a deadline looming. It's where we're driven by the calendar, and where we're driven by deadlines that, oh, now it's urgent, and often it's too late. And that's if we even remember it 4, 5, 8 months after the start of the year. Chances are you've forgotten that was important to you. So just take 3 goals. 3 things you want to achieve. They might be business, they might be personal. Really, it's your game, right? But get 3 things. And so, and then with those things, you can then break those down into what you need to do through the year in order to get that. Now, the way I would suggest you do that is have a 12-month goal. And if, by the way, if it's a financial goal, which is obviously going to be quite normal and typical, a lot of people, let's talk revenue, sales, right? It's very typical to say, to see people having a revenue goal, an income goal that is an annual total, right? So I want to have 200,000 this year. I want to have 1.5 million this year. The number doesn't matter, but you get the idea. This is how much I want in the total year, right? Now, actually, that feels what I've found and what people I've shared this with have found is when we reflect on that, it becomes something that's happens over a long period of time and doesn't really drive anything. Much more meaningfully, it turns out, is if we can take that annual figure and say, well, actually, if we want that over a 12-month period, where would we need to get to in terms of an income rate in the 12th month at the end of the year? So rather than saying we want 1.5 million or whatever the number is in the year, what do we want in the 12th month, in the final month of the year? And then that monthly figure is much more easy to focus on and say, okay, well, if I need to achieve that, where am I today? And there's the difference. There's the important thing. It's understanding the difference between where I am, where I will be then, and where I am today. If it's a total for the year, all you can compare is I've got zero today, and I want this much in the year's time. So you want to have comparisons, because then when you can say, actually, I need to have, or I want to achieve 150,000 in a month in December, because I'm going to grow to 1.5 million. And so if I've got 150,000 in December, that's going to continue to grow, would be the, you know, an idea of a plan. And then you can say, well, if I'm 150,000 in December, in the month, where am I today? Am I at 30,000? Am I at 60,000? Am I at 120,000? Whatever the number is. Again, the number itself doesn't matter. You appreciate that, yeah? And so it gives you the scale of growth needed to go from here to there. And now you can start to, the brain will kick in and say, well, actually, how do I get there then? How? What's the route? What's the answer to that? So that's an example of a financial goal. And the same principle applies to time-based goals. I want to be spending so much time working or not working or having those kind of measures or goals. Another really effective, helpful, motivating goal that people find that I've helped with is to have an activity type of goal. So by the end of the year, in work, I only want to be doing this kind of work. So you're moving, you're getting clear about what you do want to do. Or the opposite, by the end of the year, I don't want to be doing this kind of work because it's not serving me, it doesn't float my boat, it doesn't inspire me. Because actually, isn't it better to be, especially when you're running your own show, to be doing something that you really enjoy and that you're motivated by and that you're good at? And there's a lot of stuff in business that you won't want to be doing. Maybe that's an appropriate goal. Whatever your goals are. So there, those are some ideas and thoughts around the kind of goals that you may want to be setting, but chunk them down and then you're able to compare where you are now. And when you've got that clarity, you can say, oh, that's where I want to be in month 12. Now let's just chunk that into 4 quarters. And I'm not going to worry about 3 of them. I'm just going to get an idea and a sense of where will I be? Where should I be? Where do I feel that I want to be on at the end of the first quarter, just the first one? So taking the financial one as an example, if someone's trying to get to 150,000 a month by the end of month 12, then by the end of month 3, March, if it's a calendar year, where do they want to be, depending on where they're starting from? So they know they're on track to get to the 150,000 figure by the end of March. Sorry, by the end of December. And then you say, well, if I'm going to get there, then by March I need to be here. So it's like a milestone, but it's very specific. You know what that figure is for March. You know what the milestone represents for March. And when you know that, you can forget the rest of the year, because if you can, all you need to do is start from here and move towards the end of the first quarter. And as long as you're doing that, you're on track for the year. And then you can do Q2. And having got the first quarter, you can, if you like, chunk that into 3 months and say, well, if I've got to get there by the end, by month 3, what's the milestone for month 1 and month 2? And again, if you get them from month one, if that's where I need to be by the end of month one, then across the 4 weeks in the month or the 5 weeks in the month, I want to be here, 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 here. So what you've done is taken a big, long, yearly ambition and said, little steps, day by day, week by week, month by month, quarter by quarter, I'll get there. And it's not any one of those tasks, not any one of those activities that you can plan needs to be a big ask, a big, brutal thing to have to do. It just then takes a decision to do the stuff when you can chunk it down into small enough bits. And there's an analogy that I use, a tool that I use, which is it's this thing. It's a clicking thing. But what it is it's a really old-fashioned nutcracker. It's the type I used to have when I was a kid. And whereas today, if we want to crack a nut, right, in metaphorically speaking, you want to achieve a goal. It's like, how am I going to crack that nut? And modern nutcrackers typically rely on brute force, right? You put the nut in between the grip and then you force it and crack the nut open. Right? That's the common way, the normal way of doing it. And I describe that as taking massive action. Now, there's nothing wrong with massive action because massive action can achieve massive results. That's a good thing. But I don't know about you. I certainly find massive action exhausting and I find it difficult to sustain over the long period of time. Whereas using this kind of tool as a metaphor, these nutcrackers don't take massive action. All they do is they take a little click. And a little click. And then you take a bit of action today, you take a bit of action tomorrow, and you keep taking those little bits of action. Now that seems like nothing much is happening. Now what you've got here, of course, is a container here where the nut will be trapped at the end here. So if I put my finger in there to represent the nut, then every day you move, you take a bit of action, right? Well, nothing's happened with the nut. Take another day. Nothing's happened with the nut. But what is happening is you can see that this bolt is moving forward and there are notches on here. So every day, every time you take a piece of action, you move another notch forward towards the point where you're going to get the result. And so when you keep taking the action, all of these steps and all of these actions are necessary. It's not the final one that cracks the nut that is the only one that mattered. Every single action before that mattered because without any of those, the final one would never be in place. But when it is in place, all you need to do is keep doing that. And then it keeps squeezing, no extra effort, except I'm not going to because it hurt my finger, but no extra effort and you will, and you'll crack that nut. You'll achieve that goal. So I use this as a metaphor to say, this is all the way we need to work. We just need to take little steps. We don't need to have a big force, just little steps. Your steps, and every step you take is another notch closer to where you want to be. The tricky thing about that is doing it every day, every week, every month, every quarter, consistently, because none of them are difficult. They're all easy. But it's also easy to not take them. And it's especially easy because it doesn't seem like that's each, you know, I do one more, doesn't seem like very much has happened. But they add up. And that's how we end up achieving the goals that we want to achieve. So so that's the idea of goal setting. You're going to have an annual goal. Look at last year. Look at what you did last year. Learn from what did and didn't work. And set out this year learning from what did and what didn't work. Set the goals, but don't have too many plates spinning. Pick up to three as the priority. Because you can keep three in your sights. And when you focus on those three, hey, if you achieve those, any of those before the end of the year, you've got more time to start the next one. So it isn't a question of that list of 5 or 20. It isn't a question of either or. It can be a question or a decision of first, then. Not either or, but first, then. If you try both and, you're going to be spinning too many plates. It's going to be very difficult to achieve all of those things. Prioritize, narrow down. And then if you're interested in applying the philosophy of small steps consistently versus massive action, well, I've got a system that will help you. And all you need to do is go to that page I mentioned earlier, which is the3fs.com/ACC. ACC stands for the Accountability and Commitment Club. It's not a club in the sense that there's a community or a Facebook group or any of that stuff. It's distracting. That's not going to get you towards your goal. It's a club in the sense that there's a lot of people using the system. So just plug yourself in and you'll the system will take you through the way to think and the decisions that you personally will need to make in order to achieve your goal or goals. And it'll ask you for your year, for your quarter, for your month, but step by step, it'll guide you through it. And all you need to do is make some decisions. And then day by day, take some action every single day. And you'll also get a score for doing those things. So you could even turn it into a game if you want. So anyway, that's the, I hope you found all of that a useful insight. It's a very effective, very practical way of setting up the year ahead so that you can achieve really surprisingly big things, especially surprising if you haven't done it in the past. If you started out last year with good intent and then fell off the wagon, you forgot that these were your goals because other stuff took priority, or you didn't keep consistent, or you procrastinated starting because you weren't totally clear what you needed to do, and then it never happened. These are such common, we all know everybody suffers from this. So it's no big deal in the sense, it's no blame, it's just real life, right? But that's a way, choose three, chunk it down, learn from the past. And if you want a system to help you go to ACC at the3fs.com. Thanks for your attention. I hope it was, if you're still here, then obviously you found it helpful. I really hope you did. I'd look forward to seeing you and helping you again in another video very soon. Bye for now.